Morgwo.
Mark chapter 4. I asked the Lord today, and I kind of did it happenstance. Sometimes you're talking to the Lord, just do your best to just be paying attention to Him on a regular basis. Even I know we have our set time of the day where we meditate or we'll pray, but throughout your day, my father always told me, you probably heard me say it over and over again, but practice the presence of God. Because I don't know when he want to say nothing, when he want to do, when he going to show me something that's going to change my life. I don't know when he going to do it. But I know that I want to be aware and I want to be seeing when he does. I don't want to ever have a moment. God's always trying to say something to you. But I don't want to ever have a moment where he's trying to say something to me and I miss it. Because I'm either caught up with other things or I'm thinking about everything else but what he's saying. And sometimes God will give you some of the strongest stuff at the most inopportune time. You pray real hard this morning. You know, you got in and you pray hard. But sometimes he'll just tell you something, still small voice, in the middle of a time when you won't even expect it. And so this is why we got to be paying attention and aware and intentional. Write the word intentional down. Intentional. Write the word intend. I-N-T-E-N-D. Write the word intent. I-N-T-E-N-T. Intentional, intend, intent, and then write the word intense. I'm just sitting there today, and I'm not really asking. I wasn't even asking nothing. You know, I have to say it like this because you cannot put God in a box in your day. You cannot. You know, you set some time apart for the Lord. You know, we always learn to set time apart of the day to spend time with the Lord, right? So does that mean you're not spending time with Him other times? I understand we got things to do there. I understand we got different things, but God is in the midst of everything that we do. And shoot, I need Him for all of it, to be honest. You know, we talk about revelation knowledge, and sometimes being ministers, we do this. Being ministers, sometimes we talk about revelation knowledge, we think about He giving us a scripture or a text to preach. To show somebody else something in the Word. A lot of times revelation knowledge can be something that is just revealed knowledge to you. It's something that you do not know, or something that you could not have thought up on your own, or some kind of direction or instruction that you couldn't have got on your own that He's going to give to you at that moment that you need it. All right? So sometimes your revelation knowledge might be slow down. It might be slow down, or it might be, don't say that. It don't sound too deep, don't it? But it'll be the thing that'll be deliverance for you. Or it'll be the thing that flows with you. So you cannot put Him in a box. You cannot put Him in a time. You cannot put Him, because if you put Him there, that's when you're going to know Him there. Like you're not going to hear Him no other time. God is always. He's always and all the time. Right? And so I got to be aware of Him always and all the time. You got to be open to God. You got to be listening. I wasn't really asking Him nothing. I wasn't really looking for nothing. I wasn't looking for, you know, you're looking for something to preach. I wasn't. I just was, you know, in the middle of my day, a random moment, I sit there and I thought about it, and Paul came up in my mind. Paul, y'all know Paul. We know Paul, right? Paul, famous, right? We know Paul. We know Apostle Paul. His name was Saul before. Remember Saul, though, right? You know, Saul and Paul, two different people, ain't they? Huh? But there was something that Saul and Paul both had, and I had to ask a question. The guy said, well, what's explain to me. I said, well, why? I said, now, this is just me. I think about y'all read the story about when Saul, he was persecuting the church, and he was headed there to kill some more Christians. Now, you got to realize, he wasn't talking about Christians. He was killing them. So what he was saying was, if you believe this doctrine that they preaching about Jesus Christ dying, and I'm going to murder you at that point. I'm going to murder you on spot. All right? We talk about persecution. Now, we don't know about persecution. People tell me he was killing them. Like, you're dead. You don't breathe no more, all right? So he killed him. So he's on his way to do that. Of course, we know this magnificent moment that he has with God. This magnificent moment where God knocks him off the horse and shine his light, start talking to him. He said, why are you persecuting me, Paul? Right, right? And all the time to go read it. But this moment that he had with God, now the last word I told you to write was intense, right? Circular word intense. This moment that he had in God was an intense moment. It wasn't a regular moment. It wasn't a fly-by-night moment. It wasn't an accidental moment. It was an intense moment. I mean, it was filled with intention. It was so intense. It was to the point, I mean, you get knocked off your horse, man. That's an intense time. Amen. You on the, imagine you were in your car and you get knocked out your car. Yes, sir. Now, let's do 2014. You driving down the road, and then you, boom, you get knocked out your car. You ever hear a story about people getting thrown out the windows and everything? Yeah. You get knocked out your car, and then Lord said, why are you doing this? It's an intense moment. It's not a normal time. It's not a tap on your shoulder. No, it's a tense moment. Knocked off the horse, light shine out of heaven, and then God start talking to you. Jesus said, I'm the one you persecuting, right? I said, Lord, why? I said, these intense moments. I said, Paul had such an intense moment with you. Why was this moment so intense? You know, sometimes we always, Lord, knock me off my horse sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lord, give me that type of moment. Speak out the sky to me. I said, Lord, why did Paul have such an intense moment? He said, Paul has such an intense moment because he was such an intent individual. He was an intense person. Listen to me well. Even before he had the moment, Paul was intense in what he was doing. He didn't do it happenstance. He didn't do it because it was a hobby. He believed in what he was doing, and so he put everything into that. He didn't go back. He didn't question it. He put everything. The man was killing Christians because he believed that they should die. So he was intentional. So when Paul was on his way on the road to Damascus, when he was on his way, Paul was just, I got my mind made up. I'm going there because these people are wrong. You know, we give him the bad guy at that time, but at that time he thought he was right. He thought he was on it. So I'm intent about it. You're not going to change my mind. I'm going for it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to kill these Christians because they're spreading the wrong thing. I'm going to do it. Nobody's going to change my mind. I'm all about it. If you're not coming, you can get killed too. But I'm going to do it. I'm intentional about what I'm doing. I'm not going back. I'm not doing it lackluster. I wasn't walking around saying, well, I might kill one today. And I might catch another one tomorrow. No. My intention, my whole goal, my whole purpose, his whole purpose was to go and do that. And so the intent in him calls for him to have an intense moment with God because it could be no other way. It had to be that intense in order to change him from what he was. Listen to me for a second. It had to be that intense. The moment had to be intense because Paul was that intense. Paul brought upon himself an intense moment with God by being an intense individual. By being intentional about what he was doing. Now we know Saul, moment, Paul. Was Paul any less intense than others in Saul? It just was a different direction. Y'all see that? Had a moment with God, had a different direction. But the intensity was still there. Why could God use Paul like he did? Because of the intensity in Paul's character. I go through story after story. And I said, well, God had these intense moments that we read about. These intense moments, Jesus sweating blood. Sweating like blood drops. What is these intense moments that they're having? Well, see, I can't have an intense moment with God if I'm not intense with him. Or if I'm not intense in my pursuit. Yes, sir. Yes. Come on. Intent. Yes. Intense. I want to say that. I'm intense. I have to be intense in my pursuit of God. Look at the word intense. And I'll just give you a quick definition of what it was. And I put it in my phone. And it says intense. It says of extreme force, degree, or strength. And the second definition says having or showing strong feelings or opinions, extremely earnest or serious. Now for my pursuit of God to be intense, of extreme force, degree of strength, having or showing strong feelings or opinions, extremely earnest or serious. For my pursuit to be intense, it doesn't mean I can do it every so often. When I'm intentional about something, my focus can't be off. When I'm intentional about a thing, this is the thing that matters. And nobody's going to change my mind. And my pressure and my force behind me going after that has to be to the magnitude. So now we're in Mark 4:24. Lord said, all right. I say, yes, sir. Intense moment. Right. More intense moment, Lord. I get it. Intense moment. Why is it the moment so intense? Because the person is so intense. Why does this happen like this? Because this happened like this. They put this out. And he took me a scripture. Y'all done read the scripture before? Mark 4:24. You see it? And you said unto him, take heed what you hear. And read this next part. Ready, read. With what measure ye meet, it shall be what? With what measure ye meet, it shall be what? With what measure who meets?
You.
What measure you meet, then what's going to happen? It's going to be measured to you. Oh, 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 what you, be not to see God's not mock, whatever man. That shall he also. Now we cannot sow lackluster seed nonchalant seed and expect to get intense harvest. It doesn't work this way. Anybody that you ever seen that a God use that he uses in an intense way or uses in a special way, you better believe there's some intense studying and there's some intense praying behind that you may not see. Intense. What measure you meet, it'll be measured right back to you. What measure you meet, it'll be measured right back to you. How intense? Now, we all want an intense moment with God, right? Or do we want answer now? Or do we all want? Yes, we all want an intense moment. We want. You know, we get excited about these intense moments we read about in the Bible, right? We want an intense moment with God, but we're not going to get there until we have an intense pursuit after God. Remember this, focus on the pursuit, not the outcome. Always focus on the pursuit, not the outcome. You get to looking for the harvest and you forget about how you're supposed to be sowing your seed. Do y'all understand it? And now, in general, I understand that you know how this principle works. So you know when you sow a seed, there's a harvest coming, right? You know that's how it's supposed to be, right? But stop looking over there for the harvest and focus on that seed you're sowing. Stop looking over there for the Spirit of God to do something somewhere and just focus on the pursuit of him. Seek his face. I never forget Apostle saying, you seek after his face, not just his hands. You seek after his face and you get everything that his hands have to offer. But you seek his face. You intentionally, when I was younger, I remember when I saw the girl one time and went dating and I got to the house and the first thing her daddy said, what's your intention? You ever heard that before? What's your intention with my daughter? I was a little younger, so my intention, I was like, well, we just friends. You know, it wasn't that serious. You know what I'm saying? But my intention determined determined how the flow was going to be. How you're entering in determines what is upon you and what you get out. Come on, you gotta catch this. It's gotta be an intense pursuit of God by all measures, strong desire, all your strength behind it, a strong emotion behind getting to know God and who he is. And what I tell people when we're praying, man, we're praying in tongues, I don't understand those. No, get intense. I don't understand the passive prayer. I don't understand passive worship. I don't understand passive praise. I don't understand when you, no. You have to be intent about this, which is why we get mediocre results. Why they got mediocre church, mediocre results, mediocre preachers, because we are not, what measure I meet is measuring to me. What? Hold on. Say it. Hold on, say it to yourself. Say it to yourself right quick. What measure I meet? It's gonna be measured unto me. Alright. So now to get on that level, I gotta get on that level. Do y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Philippians chapter 3. Start with verse 7, he said, but what things were the gain to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yeah, doubtless I counted all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Verse 10, that I may know him. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead. Verse 10, ready to read. That's a powerful statement, that I may know him Not just know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. What I'm saying is that I might know him and be like him. Be conformable to his death. That I may know him. I count everything but loss. All this stuff that I didn't learn, I didn't count it all but loss. Because just to know him. Not to know of him, but to. If by any means that I might attain unto the resurrection, not as though I have already attained. All right, watch this. So he's saying, either were already perfect, but I follow after that which I may apprehend, for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Y'all see what he's saying, right? Yes, brethren, I count not myself. He said it again. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before. Verse 14, read. I press. Everybody say, I press. Come on, I press. Come on, say it again. I press. That doesn't mean I lean in. Doesn't mean I just lag on in. No, I press. Not as though I've already attained. You know, we've been in school. Y'all second year, huh? Y'all know a few things now, huh? Y'all learned some scriptures, boy. We got some revelation, right? We got some revelations. We got some books now. We've been marked up our Bible. We got some notes. We're graduating this year, right? I know a few things. Not as I already attained. No. Not I can't. Everything but lost. Everything before today is lost. Not as I already attained. I'm trying to find out right now. I'm trying to talk to you right now, God, to see what you're saying to me right now. That don't really matter. I need to know what you're talking about right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm pursuing you. Not as though I've already attained something, because I ain't got nothing no way. Remember this, you ain't nothing, you wasn't never nothing, you ain't going to never be nothing, because he's everything. Yes, that's right. All right, that's listen, right. And all right, preachers, let me say that. I'm trying to say fast, because I got a short time. I want you to remember this. I want you to remember this and remember this well. You keep that in your mind. I ain't nothing. I ain't never been nothing. I ain't never going to be nothing, because he's everything. And the only way I'll be something is through him. Listen to that. There's a chronic problem going through preacherhood. And when the power of God begins to operate through you, which he will, and begin to use you, there's a thing called pride and ego that comes up, and it slip up on you real slick. And you start to thinking that you somebody. All right, but realize you ain't nobody until he working through you. Alright, remind yourself, all right, this ain't no beat down to me depress myself. You ain't nobody. No, it's not about that. It's about keeping you in the zone and understanding what's really going on, not as though I've already attained. Paul, he's saying, I press. He done some stuff for the Lord. Look at that. He said, Paul that spread the gospel over the earth more than anybody. But not as though I've already attained. Because I don't act like that. I don't act like I got it already. I'm still just as intense now as I was when you knocked me off that horse. How often can we say that? We have a fired up moment with God. You know, we have glimmers of greatness, but you only have glimmers of greatness because you have glimmers of greatness in your pursuit. We have flashes of light, but it's only because you had a flash of light. You flash like light in your pursuit. Do y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
My pursuit must be intentional. You go through the Bible, see all these intense moments you've seen. Somebody was being intentional towards God. Because there was an intention. It just was there. No happenstance. No lackluster. No accident. This is not no accidental. We can't have no accidental worship. It got to be intentional. We can't have accidental pursuit. No, it's got to be. We've got to have on our mind that we're going to see what God is saying. And then tomorrow, I'm going to see what God is saying. No, not tomorrow. Later on today, I'm going to see what God is saying. I got my mind on what God is saying. Because I'm not acting like I'm not going to go to sleep tonight like I knew already. I'm going to go to bed tonight like, oh, well, I knew the word. No. I'm going within. God, what you saying? I'm intense. Because it's an intense moment. Because you have to develop intense character after God. Intense pursuit after God. You have to develop this. If you have regular pursuit, you'll be a regular person. You want to know why Apostle is the way he is? I say this all the time. Because of his intense pursuit after God. He pursued God like he just got saved yesterday. He 40 years in. 40 years in, Jets later, ministry later, people saved, all these different things that happened over the 40 years, that seem got, and I still, not as though I've already attained. I'm still intense with God. I'm still intense with Him. Tomorrow morning, I don't care if you visited me yesterday morning, this morning, I'm still intense with Him because I didn't get everything I was supposed to get. Do y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Intense, intense. Everybody say intense. Intense. Come on, say it again, intense. Come on, say it again, intense. It must have been Memphis class to be short. So intense. The pursuit must be intense. It cannot be a sideways pursuit. It cannot be, I'm looking for all the different words. I can't pursue them by accident. I can't pursue them as a hobby. I'm ministers. We're ministers, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, you go hard or go home. You ever heard that statement before?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, either all or nothing. It has to be the point. It has to be the point. The Lord told me one just one time, and I'll never forget it. He said, either you gonna either you gonna be great or you gonna be a great failure. He said, ain't no in between. He said, either you gonna do some things that's never been done in the history of the world, or you'll be one of the biggest failures the world has ever seen. It's almost scary. It's almost scary, but I know I ain't nothing, I ain't never been nothing, I never gonna be nothing, because He's everything, and I'm only something through Him. So I'm saying I gotta rely on Him anyway. What are these prayers that I'm giving that it wasn't given to me already? What's this love that I'm giving back to Him that He ain't gave me already? We only love God because He, everything is Him. So you gotta be intense behind that. Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
Being intense, intense, intense. Intense, you're developing, you're operating, you're functioning in intense anointing. I've seen regular service, and I've been in nice little teaching meetings, and I've been in cool classes, you know what I'm saying, cool services. I've been in all that. I've been in, you know, exciting big names, stuff like that. But there's nothing like an intense anointing. When an intense anointing enters into the room. And it becomes thick, and God starts to deal with you in a major way that couldn't have been dealt with no other way but that intense anointing being there. I've been under some intense ministry. Look, it's not in, let me say this, and I'll be done. It's not in the intensity of your message, and the intensity of the anointing in your message is not in the loudness of your voice. Listen to me. Nor is it in the octave of your holler, all right? But it's in the intensity of your heart. Towards God. Now, what happens is, you know, you have an intense moment with God, it'll make you holler. It'll make you hit that octave. It'll make you get loud. But what we're not trying to get loud to be intense. So now you think intense. No. So that could be all flesh and emotion. The intensity of your heart towards God. The intensity of your heart towards pursuit of God. Y'all see that? Determines the intensity of the anointing on that message. You know, at the end of the day, that's what we need. This church is usual. That's what we need. We don't need to be up here telling no story, giving you no few little points for me to say that I preach you a good message. No, I need some intensity of the anointing to start cracking some things around people's hearts and people's minds, and so that they can become intentional just like I am. That's the goal. This is church unusual right here.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got to have that. We can't have the regular stuff. We can't have the regular church. You want to do regular church, quit. That ain't what, if you expect the regular church, quit right now. That's not what God gonna bless. That'll be intense, amen.